And welcome back to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. We're pleased to be joined by Bailey Brown, just completed her senior season. My, it's hard to believe. Time flies when you're having fun. Bailey completed her senior season with McPherson College and a third-team All-KCAC selection and all kinds of academic honors as well. And Bailey joins us here on the Sports Ticket to talk about her future, predict her future, tell us exactly when she's going to be a millionaire and all that other good stuff, and what type of loan interest she's going to charge for people out there needing money. No, I'm kidding, of course. Bailey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Have you, when's your first class today?
It is at 11.
Okay, so we got an hour and 23 minutes. Okay, perfect. Well, first of all, just take us back a little bit. What's this all been like for you? I'm guessing, I know when I was in college, you know, 13,000 years ago, that it goes by quickly. You're a freshman, and the next thing you know, you're a senior and about ready. You're getting ready for the real world. Has it just flown by for you there at McPherson?
Yeah, it really has. I can't believe it.
So tell us how you improved from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, and what was the four-year experience like playing serious college basketball?
Well, I think if I look back, you know, 4 years ago, my freshman year, I never would have, you know, imagined accomplishing all that I did. And, it's just been really rewarding, you know, going through the whole process, putting my time in and going through the whole process and then finishing and, you know, being really satisfied and, you know, having no regrets. So,
Did you ever think that you would be the second all-time leading scorer in McPherson College basketball history?
No way. I didn't even know that was a thing, so.
But that's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, I know you guys didn't have the success as you wanted maybe as a team this year in the last couple of years, but the fact that you're able to, you know, hang in there and go through some tough times, and I'm sure you had your bumps and your bruises and your injuries, every player does, but to be able to have the intestinal fortitude to fight through all that and have the career you did, I would think you and your family and your friends are pretty proud of what you've accomplished.
Yeah, you know, I know my parents are, and my family is for sure. It's just another, another milestone, I guess, for me. Like I said, I didn't even know that was a thing, or, you know, I didn't even know I was close to it. So, it's pretty special.
Very good foul shooting percentage in your career. We mentioned second all-time in scoring at first in college. I saw an article by, I think, the newspaper person there in McPherson that must be a huge fan of yours, and he wrote a whole article about how you got the short end of the stick when it came to All-KCA Conference honors. You are a third-team selection. Now, I don't want you to say anything that's going to get you in trouble here, Bailey, but I remember in high school, I was one of your supporters, and I know there are many people that are with me, when there was a time where you got the short end of the stick on an all-league situation 1 year, and now it seems like it happened again. Now, I know you don't get yourself caught up in all that, but but still, I mean, what do you think when people go to bat and they print up a whole article saying Bailey Brown should have been a first-team all-conference player?
Well, that man, he really likes me.
What'd you do, buy him dinner left and right? What'd you do?
No, I don't know. He's written numerous articles about me, and I'd say he's a little biased, but I don't know. It's really nice of him to, you know, put that out there, but, you know, if you've seen me play, then you know what I can do, and funny.
One of his biggest points was that you're 5'4". Is that correct, 5'4"?
Yeah, 5'4" and a quarter. So.
Well, I'm sorry, I shortchanged you. See, I'm even shortchanging you. 5'4" and a quarter. And guards that you played against, were there many games where you were taller than the player you guarded?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Sometimes I would, you know, I'd be guarding, well, a lot of the times, you know, one of their best players. And, you know, they'd be 5'8", you know, numerous times, you know. And coach would be like, well, you can jump. You're all right.
You go get him.
Fine. You've done it before. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, now I'm looking at your statistics this year, Bailey, and one thing that stands out to me too is that you didn't sit on the bench very much. 35 minutes a game. Did that kind of catch up to you, wear and tear a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. But if I look at it now, if I wasn't playing as much, then I wouldn't have liked it.
Right. Right.
Definitely this past year though. I can tell my body is, you know, put in its time and it needs a little break. So,
Well, that's what all people say as they get older, Bailey, and don't worry, you're going to get to where we are right now. 35 minutes a game you average, and of course, college basketball game's 40 minutes, so that's a high amount of minutes, and by far, that's tops on the team. That means that you're very, very valuable, and they couldn't afford to have you on the bench. You made 33 threes, 34% from three, 84% from the foul line, and you shot a lot of free throws, so that's an impressive statistic at 84%. And you can teach my kid how to do those free throws, so his free throw shooting competition, you can teach him. But here's the other thing that stood out to me, Bailey. You're 5'4", and you average 5.2 rebounds. Now, I don't remember you averaging that many rebounds when you were in high school. Maybe you did, and I don't remember. But what was the key to you being able to stick your nose in there and average 5 rebounds for a point guard? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think I did this last year, and a lot of my teammates say it too. But I just say I'm in the right place at the right time a lot of the time.
Oh, come on. You're being too modest. It doesn't have to come down to anticipation or just that you're maybe quicker than a lot of people on the floor.
Yeah, I probably just, being able to get around people and then not really being able to block me out so I can just go run and get the ball.
Right, because you're so short they can't see you, right?
Exactly.
I'm just joking. Bailey averaged, you're just tuning in, Bailey Brown's our guest here on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill and Downs. Bailey averaged 15.2 points per game, tied for second all-time leading scorer at McPherson College, and she's now going to graduate here in May. I know that Cammie Engelbert was a teammate of yours. Of course, you guys are great friends, and you played together at Beloit. And early on, you played together there at McPherson. What was it like for you when she, because of kind of her body betrayed her a little bit, was injuries? I know knees started bothering her, that she ended up not playing the full 4 years. But what was it like for you, one, to play with Cammie, but then, two, to continue on when she was not able to continue?
Well, I think it really, hurt Cammie that she didn't get to finish her 4 years here, and so it just kind of made me want to step up even more for her and, pick up what we were losing when she wasn't able to play with us. So, I know that she really would have enjoyed to be there the whole 4 years with me, but, yeah, she's on to bigger and better things now, so.
Yeah, and she's doing great, and I know you're doing great, too.
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so now not only are you a good basketball player, but you're also – apparently, you've paid off your teachers as well, because you're a very good student, and if people don't know, the 2015-16 Academic All-America College Division women's basketball teams were released by the College Sports Information Directors of America, COSIDA, I guess is what they call it, this week, and McPherson College's Bailey Brown earned a spot on the second team, and your head coach went on to say that this academic honor amplifies what it means to be a student athlete. Bailey is an amazing athlete, has won many awards in her basketball career, end of quote. What does that mean to you when you get an honor like that, showing that not only are you a smart player and you're a good athlete, but that you're also a smart individual?
It's just really rewarding, knowing that the time you put in for school and athletics, you get some recognition from it. I'm really proud of my academic recognitions.
Now, let me ask you this. Now that your college basketball career has been completed, I don't know. Are you going WNBA? Is that next or not?
No, I'm not going to the league.
Not going to the league. Okay. Well, that's their that's their loss. So, so here's the thing I want to ask you. You've had to work extremely hard every year when you're in college. For instance, I guess, give me an idea of what your typical day would be. I mean, I'm sure you lifted weights. You had to be in great shape, obviously. You had to overcome the fact that you were shorter than a lot of players, and you can blame your mom and dad for that. That's all their fault, not yours. But just, I'm sure, and we talked with your significant other, Mr. Austin Budke, there at K-State. We've talked with him about this before on the show, that this is – you're on scholarship or you're playing ball, but you're also trying to study and you've excelled on and off the court. But how difficult is it to balance all of that? And then how much work do you have to put in just from the basketball perspective to be ready for the season and to play 35 minutes a game?
Yeah, I don't think I know it's not as rigorous as what Austin's going through at K-State. But, preseason is lifting weights 3 times a week, open gyms 3 times a week, and then a little, conditioning, probably Tuesdays and Thursdays out of those weeks, and then you know, once season started, we stopped lifting weights, but, you know, practices for 2-3 hours a day, you know, watching film. And then, you know, you go to class and you study and you go to sleep. So.
So are you going to miss all of that, or is it now where you sit back and go, okay, my career's over. I don't have to go to open gym 3 times a week. I don't have to go to film session. I would think it's nice to have a little bit of a break. I'm sure you enjoyed the games, but there's also a lot of travel involved too when you're a college player.
Yeah, right now it's a little weird. I don't think it's hit me yet, but not knowing what to do with those extra, you know, 2 hours a day. But I'm for sure enjoying it. not doing a whole lot for sure. It's really been nice.
Well, our Ackerman Tree Valley and Supply Facebook question today is your most favorite sweet to eat. I would guess that, and I don't know this for sure, but they probably, actually, I think I do know this for sure. I think the coaching staff probably doesn't want their team, whether it's women or men, to be gorging on chocolate. But now that you're done with your career, you don't have to feel guilty if you did cheat because you're not cheating anymore, right?
Yeah, you're right. I never really felt guilty in the first place.
That's funny. That's funny. What's your favorite sweet to eat?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm really not a big chocolate fan. I just like, you know, sweet candy, I guess.
Just sweet candy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know too many women that don't like chocolate, so that's interesting. Okay, so what are your plans? What are you going to do now that you are going to graduate? When's your graduation date? When are you going to walk?
It is May 15th.
May 15th down at McPherson. What'd you major in? What are you planning on doing or hoping to do?
Business administration with emphases in finance and management. And then I'm not sure yet. I know that I'm going to go to Manhattan and be there. And then I guess my other plans are still in progress. So
why would you go to Manhattan? I have no idea why you would do that. That's
I don't know either.
That's a stumper. Okay, now talk about, like, you know, of course we know why. Austin Buckey's there at K-State, and he's your boyfriend. But tell us, I know he's gone, he's been to a few of your games, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's actually probably been more of mine than I have of his.
I see, yeah. And I'm guessing that's kind of tough. I mean, you're in McPherson, I know he's in Manhattan. It's not like that's a long way away. But when you have the dedication that you have and all the commitments that you have for your team, let alone the academic side, I would think it's kind of tough to squeeze in a trip to Manhattan or McPherson or vice versa.
Yeah, it really is. You know, especially when you play on the same nights, or, you know, we might have off nights or whatever, but, you know, maybe we have a test tomorrow or something. So, juggling everything was pretty hard.
Do you ever give him any advice on anything on the floor, and does he give you any advice?
I think I give him way more advice than he gives me.
Well, give me an example of some type of advice you gave Austin. Like jump higher? Jump higher would be a great piece of advice for anybody.
Yeah, you know, they're always commenting on how short he is, so I bug him with that a lot. If he's missing free throws, I mean, you can't miss free throws. I know one time I feel bad for calling him out, but he airballed a free throw, and I felt so bad because the crowd was just yelling airball, and every time he touched the ball, I was like, Austin, there was something in your eye, wasn't there? And he's like, no, you know, I just missed it. That's never happened in my life.
Some people would have said, yeah, there was something in my eye, and would have been, yeah, you gave him an out there, and he didn't take it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you need to sit down with him and teach him how to shoot free throws. I mean, you're 84% foul shooter. You need to work with him on that, because I'm sure they don't work with that on that at all at K-State.
No way.
I'm just kidding. I wondered if he gave you static, like, hey, I got some advice for you, Bailey. Get taller, you know, or something like that. That would be mean.
Mean. You know, he really doesn't.
Now that's good. That's smart. If he still wants to be in a relationship, that's probably smart on his part. Okay, so what do you want to say to all the folks that have, you know, I know we've been updating folks on how you're doing there at McPherson over the last 4 years. What would you like to say to all your friends and family members that might be listening to the show right now?
I just want to thank everybody for, you know, supporting me in any way. I know that there's a lot of coaches have came and watched me play, and, you know, other supporters are from Beloit around the area. And, it really means a lot. My family and aunts and uncles and my grandparents, you know, not a lot of players or teammates had as many fans as I did in the crowd. And I'm really lucky to have that support. So, thank you to everyone.
Absolutely. Well, Bailey, it's been a treat covering you back in high school and now through college and now going in the real world. Best of luck in all your future endeavors, and thanks for the time today on the Sports Ticket.
Yes, thank you, and good luck to the girls tonight at Substate.
Yes, are you going to be following that? You can watch a live video stream if you can't make it there.
Okay, will
yeah.
do.
Yeah, cheer them on from there and be loud from McPherson, wherever you might be. No doubt about it. It is hard to believe, though, isn't it, that just the other day you were playing in a state basketball game?
Yeah, it is crazy, for sure.
Man, it goes by fast. Hey, Clover told me that I'm supposed to bring up that one of the biggest accomplishments you have is that you became such a good player even though he coached you for a while. So that's an amazing thing. You were able to overcome his coaching.
Oh, gosh. Well, it wasn't that bad, right?
You're asking me the question? It's not that bad, right?
Just kidding.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, Bailey, continued success. Best luck. Thanks again for your time, and enjoy your weekend, all right?
Yes, thanks, Wade.
All right. Bailey Brown, our guest today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs.